Blog Talk Radio.
Out of all things I am, everything I hope to be, if you look into my heart, there's a worshiper in me. Out of all the things I am, everything I hope to be, if you look into my heart, there's a worshiper in me. Worshiper in me. You are holy. Yes, you are God.
I really love you.
From the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul, in the spirit, love to worship you,
love to worship you,
oh Lord, oh, you are. Don't you know we serve a holy God? I realize
I
My God, oh,
the
Spirit, I love to worship
you.
Oh. To my heart, there's a worshiper in me.
Out of all the things I am,
everything I hope to be, if you look into my heart, there's a worshiper in me. Worshiper in me. I love this. Listen. Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and the worshiper is in me. Spirit of the Lord. And the worshiper is in me.
Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
And the worshiper,
and the worshiper is in me.
The Spirit of the Lord.
Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Love the worship. Lift those hands right now. This is a good place. Come on, celebrate him. If you really love the worship, come on, begin to bless him. Come on, come on. Give him the fruit of your lips right now. Come on. Everybody in this place, come on, stretch your hands before your God. Just celebrate him. Come on, come on. Tell him how much you love him. Tell him how much you care. Tell him how great he is in your life. Come on, just love on the Lord. I'm talking about your Savior.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Will Thou Be Made Whole Now? Will You Be Made Whole Now? With the Prophetess Lori Malowitz of Effectual Fervent Prayer Outreach Ministries in the city of Hartford, Connecticut. I thank God for each and every one of you that are here on this evening, listening audience, and I pray that it's something that will be said in your hearing that will change you for the rest of your lives. Will you be made whole now? That is the question. That is the question for 2021. What God is saying unto the church, are you hearing? Are you hearing what God is saying unto the church? And this is a season, people of God, where we must not be ashamed. We must not fear man, but fear God. This is a time of repentance. This is a time of really focusing on our relationship with the Lord. Hallelujah. So if you please, I thank God for Pastor E of the Now Network Church. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give God the glory. We give him all the honor. We give him all the praise. And I just will, please, each and every one of you, please grab your Bibles and turn with me to Romans, the first chapter. That's Romans 1. The first chapter, starting at verse 14. Verse 14. I thank God for each and every one of you, Minister Terry, all my brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm not going to start naming names, but each and every one of you that I hopefully you're on. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now, Lord, that I've decreased, that you increase in me now, Father, and use me for your glory. Use me, Lord God. Use my mouth to speak to this listening audience. Lord God, that will change them, catapult them into, Lord God, what needs to be done in this hour in the name of Jesus, of the preaching of the cross, the preaching of the gospel that has been shared with us, oh God, that we would continuously share it with others in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for your word now. Have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Tonight on tonight's subject is not ashamed of the gospel. Not ashamed of the gospel. In Romans, chapter 1, verses 14 through 17, it reads, I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to put to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, For it is written, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. If we was in a real church setting right now, which we are in a church setting, I would have you look at the person on the side of you and say, are you ashamed of the gospel? Are you ashamed of the gospel? You see, I'd rather be ashamed of, you know how, it's so many things that we could be ashamed of. So many things. So many embarrassments. So many things that have made you embarrassed, caused you to be embarrassed. So many things that have stopped you dead in your tracks because they have put you to shame. Are we ever ashamed of the gospel of Christ? Embarrassed to tell others about Jesus. Could this be a reason why many are not active in personal evangelism? Perhaps by examining how and why Paul was not ashamed of the gospel, we might be more diligent in our efforts to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Have you guys heard the sin of silence? Yeah, we named so many sins, but have you ever heard of the sin of silence? Fear says many times your witness is sabotaged not by what you do, but what you don't do. Fear says many times your witness is sabotaged not by what you do, but what you don't do. If your voice trembles, your hands shake, or you stumble over words, God can use your witness. God cannot, however, use your silence. Think of times when you could have witnessed but didn't. Maybe you didn't want to risk being rejected. Maybe you didn't want to risk being embarrassed or persecuted. So you chose to be silent, people of God. Being silent, that is a sin. And this year, I have heard, and I'm not sure if any of you have heard, but I have heard even in my personal prayer time that this is the year of the mouth. This is the year of the mouth where we cannot be silent, where we cannot share this gospel, where we cannot prophesy. We cannot afford to be silent, you or I. This is the year of the mouth. Well, God will use you to speak, to share, to be a witness, to testify, to give his name all the glory and all the honor and the praise. How can one hear this gospel unless it is preached? How can one have faith? How can one's faith grow unless it is preached? Spoken through a vessel of God, shared through an anointed servant of God. Spoken. Shouted to the mountaintops. Sharing with family, loved ones, friends, co-workers. Those who are often left out in the cold, the homeless, the forgotten ones. Those who have excuse me, you're distracting me. Please go. Please. Excuse me for that. Those who have not even have heard the gospel yet. Because our mouths, your mouth, my mouth, is silent. Are you ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? If your voice trembles, your hands shake, if you stumble over words, God can use your witness. God cannot, however, use your silence. Think of times when you could have witnessed but didn't. Maybe you didn't want to take that risk again to be embarrassed or persecuted, rejected. So you choose to be silent. How he was not ashamed. He felt obligated to preach the gospel to everyone. Romans 1:14, I am under obligation both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish. So for my part, I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome. To Greeks and barbarians, non-Greeks, to wise and unwise. Paul here says, I am under divine, not just obligation, not just obligated, but under divine obligation before God on behalf of the Gentiles. Because God has directly appointed him as a unique apostle to the Gentiles. Secondly, he had an obligation to the Roman believers. This is the kind of obligation person has to someone whose house is on fire or who is drowning. Paul sees himself as a man who cannot rest until every gospel cent is paid in full. I'm like Paul here. I cannot rest and will not rest until every gospel cent is paid. In 1 Corinthians 9:16-17, for if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for I am under compulsion. For woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. If I do this voluntarily, I have a reward. But if against my will, I have a stewardship entrusted to me. It was suggested by someone that he had given his life to the Oriented because he loved the Chinese. To this, he shook his head and answered thoughtfully, because I love the Chinese, but because I loved God. Illustration in Hudson Taylor. In verse 15, we just don't see his willingness to preach the gospel. But we also see his eagerness as well. We don't just see his willingness to preach the gospel, but we also see his eagerness as well. Are you willing? And are you eager? In Acts 20:22-23, and now behold, bound by the Spirit, I am on my way to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit solemnly testifies to me in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions await me. But I do not consider my life of any account as dear to myself, so that I may finish my course and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify solemnly of the gospel of the grace of God. Why he was not ashamed? Why wasn't he ashamed? In Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Paul said, for I am not ashamed. Every true believer knows it is a serious sin to be ashamed of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How do we know it is serious to be? It is a serious sin to be silent or ashamed for Christ. In Luke 9:26-27, for whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory, and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. Mark 8:38, for whoever is ashamed of me and my words, in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Paul was tempted to be ashamed, as we are. Probably we know that Timothy was, since Paul wrote him to tell him not to be ashamed. 2 Timothy 1:8. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel. Join with me for suffering for the gospel, according to the power of God. Four reasons, people of God, and maybe some of you out there listening that are not saved, that have not heard this gospel preached as of yet, and that maybe one day you will hear this gospel and be saved and be changed, and you will never, ever be ashamed of the gospel to tell it, to share it, to witness it to those that are lost. The first reason why we should not be ashamed of the gospel is the meaning of the word gospel itself. It means good news. Good news. It is good news about what God has done for you, for us in Jesus. Good news that he changed your life. Good news that he delivered you from the power of sin and death. Good news that he changed you, picked you up out of the miry clay, put your feet on a solid rock to stay. Good news that he took you off of alcohol. Good news that he took you from the life of sexual promiscuity. Good news that he changed your mind that was all messed up, jacked up. Good news that he snatched you out of darkness and brought you into his marvelous light. Good news. The second reason why we should not be ashamed of the gospel is that it is salvation, meaning that God has intervened to rescue us from the work of his divine Son, Jesus Christ. He reconciled us to himself, bearing our sins in his own body on the cross. Jesus Christ died for you, and he died for me. Salvation has been granted to you, to all of us. We have been reconciled to himself, bearing our sins in his own body on the cross. Why would we be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ when he has done all of this for us? Took on himself beatings, whips, chains, nailed in his hands, nailed in his feet, died on the cross for you and I, for the whole world. Why would we be ashamed? Number three, the third reason why Paul was not ashamed of the gospel is because it is powerful. It is important for us to understand that the means by which God accomplishes salvation in those who are being saved, it is powerful. I never forget when I was strung out on crack. I never forget when I was strung out and living a life of sin. I never forget that when I was in darkness, when I was in pitch black darkness, didn't know how I was going to be come out of it. And the Lord Jesus Christ rescued me by his power, his resurrection power that saved me and raised me from the dead and gave me a new life. A new life. How can I be ashamed? How can I not go back and tell everyone about this Jesus, about this powerful salvation? The same power that raised me up can raise you up. The same power that delivered me can deliver you. The same power that healed my sin-sick soul is the same power that can heal your sin-sick soul. Number fourth reason why Paul was not ashamed of this gospel is that it is a gospel for everyone, everyone who believes. It is a gospel for everyone who believes. Do you really believe? Have you really received him and accepted him as your not only Savior, but Lord and Savior? As your Lord, do you believe that he's real? Do you believe that he's risen? Do you believe that he's alive? Do you believe that he is the Son of God, that God gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life? Do you believe this today? Or do you just have a form of godliness and denying the power thereof? And that is one reason why you are ashamed and cannot be a witness and cannot share this gospel unequivocally, unashamedly, speaking without having fear of man, rejection, embarrassment. Do you believe? Yes. This gospel that has been presented to us. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received. This is the gospel presentation that has been presented to us. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins accordingly to the scripture, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. Romans offers the clearest outline of the gospel. All have sinned, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There is a penalty for sin, people of God. People, my brothers and sisters, in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Christ suffered the penalty for our sin on the cross. Romans 5:8, but God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We must trust Christ alone for salvation. Romans 10:9-10. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. Are you opening your mouth? Are you relaying this? Are you presenting this to those that are lost, to those that are foolishness, foolish to the cross, to those that don't believe? How are you opening? Are you sharing this gospel? Are you presenting this free gift of salvation? those that are not ashamed of the gospel. 1 Thessalonians 2:19-20. 1 Thessalonians 2:19-20. For who is our hope or joy or crown of exaltation? It is not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus at his coming. Verse 20, for you are our glory and joy. Paul's joy on earth, they will also be his crown of exaltation in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ at his coming. What would it be like for those who receive his crown? Huh? What would it be like for you to receive your crown? Some of us will receive our crown, and some of us perhaps will not. Are you sharing this gospel, or are you ashamed? Are you embarrassed? How are you ashamed to be a Christian? When we stand in the presence of Jesus at his royal coming, our hearts will overflow with pride, joy, and exaltation because of those who stand with us at that time. Those who have had a share in bringing to the Savior. What a thrill for all eternity where we will have walking with the crown of joy, living and enjoying with us the glorious presence and unspeakable delights of his life in the kingdom of the Prince of Peace. Are we delivering this message? Are we opening our mouth and telling the world that there is a Prince of Peace? That you can have peace and joy. That there is hope for the hopeless, that you can have joy, unspeakable joy, not that joy that the world gives, that can take away, but the joy that God gives that no man can take away. Do you have this joy? Do you have this hope? Are you ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? You may be. If you are not doing anything to share the gospel yourself, involved in helping others to spread the gospel, you have no reason to be ashamed. It is still the same gospel with power to save souls of men, souls of women, souls of boys and girls. Revealing the wonderful righteousness of God to save all men. People, may we never be ashamed of the gospel or of Jesus himself. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. 1 Peter 4:16. With this in mind, let's invest some time now strengthening our ability to witness effectively to share this gospel. Are you ashamed? When is the last time you witnessed? When is the last time you allow God to use your mouth? When is the last time that you freely received and now you are willing to freely give? When is the last time that you even witnessed to your own family members? When is the last time that you spoke to a coworker? That you spoke to someone homeless? Someone that is homosexuality? That someone that is a gangbanger or a drug dealer or a drug addict? Or are you ashamed? Are you ashamed to be a witness? Ask yourself that question and be honest with yourself. Am I ashamed of this gospel, to preach it, to spread this good news to let them know of the awesome power that I used to be a drug addict, that I used to be a whoremonger, that I used to, maybe used to ain't in your vocabulary because maybe you still are. Ikandalaramasata. Will you be made whole now so that you can freely give this gospel? Maybe you're ashamed because you say you're a preacher. You say you're a teacher of Jesus Christ, but you was just in the club last night. But you had just went on the corner and you purchased some crack or you purchased marijuana, but you're a child of God and you have not yet been delivered yourself. It is real. I just got a phone call today, people of God. And the woman of God said that she could never share this with anybody, but she felt comfortable in sharing this with me. Without any names being said, without any preachers being named, without any churches being named, she shared with me that there's a preacher in their church that's preaching on Sundays in the pulpit, praying for people, running around saying he's a preacher this and preacher that and minister this and minister that, but selling drugs. Selling drugs. Wow. Everybody ran out the church. Everybody here heard about him. Many have left because of him. Many are ashamed to even know him. But then on the flip note, he's selling drugs, probably a whoremonger too, and call himself witnessing for Christ. But at the same token, people's lives are being damaged because of him. People are running away from the gospel because of him. People are ashamed to even name him as a preacher. And likewise, there are so many that have not allowed Jesus to be their Lord, to receive healing and deliverance. They know of God, have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. He said, such turn away from. Are you ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Power unto salvation. Remember, I'll leave this last one with you. Always remember this. That it is a sin to be silent. To be silent if you profess Christ Jesus and he saved you, brought you out of darkness, and brought you into his marvelous light. It is a sin to be silent, to share this gospel, to preach this gospel, to witness this gospel. Never forget it, that this year is the year of your mouth. Open your mouth. You may say, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to witness. I don't know how to share. I'm shy. With the power of God fall on you, you won't be shy. Just open your mouth, he says, and I will fill it. I will give you what to say. That's all I have to say on tonight. Very brief, short message. Are you ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? God bless you all. I pray that if you have heard this message on tonight by in your hearing, that you will no longer be ashamed. And if there is something that's hindering you from preaching this gospel, confess your sins, he says. Confess your faults one to another that ye may be healed. He said, if you confess, I will be faithful and just to cleanse you from all unrighteousness, so that you can freely, freely give this gospel, preach this gospel, live this gospel, teach this gospel, walk this gospel, share this gospel. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Minister Terry.
Praise God, Prophet Lori. Yes, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, Jesus,
hallelujah,
our Lord and Savior, who's sustaining us right now. You know, I always say, as long as there's breath in this body, I'm going to tell somebody about Jesus. And I love what you said. Have we told the gangbanger? Have we told the homeless person? Because we know Jesus, he went for the lowly. He wasn't reaching those high up. He went for the lowly. So that's who we're trying to reach. He said he didn't come to save the sanctified. He came to save the lost and unfound.
Yes.
So I appreciate you for this, and I thank God for you bringing this word, because sometimes we have to hear it real. Hear it so real that it resonates in our spirit. Because, you know, sometimes as us as believers, followers of Christ, we look down on the homeless. And those are the ones that need help. And Jesus was a helper. When we know him, we know he helped all. He didn't pick and choose because they look good, they sound good. He know they needed help. So God bless you, my sister. And you know I love you.
I love you too. Thank you, Minister Terry.
Yes, I praise God for using you as a vessel tonight to deliver this word. And I know, Prophetess Lori, as you give these words, as God gives them to you, it takes a lot of you, because you know the truth hurts, but what we need to hear is the truth. Always think about, you know, when there's people saying the truth hurts and you need to hear the truth. I think my mom, rest in heaven, but she used to give us the truth. She said, just because you think you look cute because that person on the phone telling you that, you ain't cute. So,
right.
So I praise God for you, my sister. You keep bringing it like it is, nothing but the truth. So help me, God. We need to hear that. Love you, my sister.
Amen. Love you. Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else, go ahead, dial one. There may be somebody out there need prayer. Somebody needs to be delivered. Somebody needs to be set free. You might be the one person out there that said, man, everything she said was me. Don't run. Don't get fear. Just confess and say, you know what? I messed up. I've been listening to me too long. That was my biggest problem, is I wasn't listening to other people and my friends, and the devil didn't make me do it. I was listening to me, and I had to cut me off from communication so I could get my life in order, and I had to confess. But I ran, and I hid, and I was ashamed. But the power of God can give you boldness to come before him and to confess your sins. And I tell you, if anybody, it can be a living testimony that Jesus Christ is Lord. Well, you listening to him, and if you want to look at me or whatever, you seeing it right now that it was only God.
Yes,
in
Lord.
In that desperate moment when it was all about to be over, that he called my name one more time and said, son, you about to end it all. And I thought, I looked back and I said, I thought you said you would never leave me or forsake me. He said, you've been left me. Oh, I'll leave it at that, because I could preach on. But a lot of time we got to take responsibility for our own actions and know that God didn't put it on you and he didn't allow it to happen. You did it yourself. And just say, forgive me, Lord, and you can come on back in.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Well, nobody's dialing one. Good word, woman of God. I am totally and equipped to say that I am not ashamed.
Not ashamed.
And I'm bold to tell somebody about Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords, King of Kings, first, last, beginning, and end, the all I need, everything I want, and everything I desire.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go
no,
ahead,
you not ashamed. You out there just like I'm out there, and you sounding it to you sounding the alarm. Yes, you are. Right out there with Jesus was out like he was out there. We're out there.
Amen.
We're not ashamed. You ain't ashamed. I'm
not
ashamed. And it's a Terry not ashamed. We're not ashamed. Mm-mm.
That's right. Go ahead and pray us out of here. Bless you, woman of God.
God bless you, Pastor E. God bless everyone. Father God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus as we come boldly before your throne of grace, oh God. We come boldly, Lord God, if we need help in any area, Lord God. Father, that is preventing us from sharing this gospel, Lord God. We ask that, Lord God, that we find grace and a help in the time of our need, Father God. Lord God, because we want to be bold witnesses for you. We want to be courageous witnesses for you, God. And nothing, Lord God, that will come our way that will cause us to be ashamed to share you with the dying world, with this corrupt world that we're in. Not to the poor, the rich, the needy, anybody, God. For you said it is better for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than the rich to enter into the kingdom of God. Father God, but we have to preach this gospel to everyone, whether they receive it or not, Father God. Our mouths will be open. Our mouths will be ready to be used, God. And if there's anything in our lives that is preventing us, Lord God, and causing us to be ashamed, oh God, remove it. Take it away from us, oh God. Take it away. Take it away from those that are listening, God. In the name of Jesus, change their lives forever. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. I love you all. Thank you for joining and listening.
You deserve my worship. You deserve my praise. Thank you, Jesus. Adoration and glory, it belongs to you always. Oh, you deserve my worship. Yes, you do, Lord. You deserve my praise. Adoration and glory belongs to you always. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I just want to thank him for saving.